27 hours, live and local. It's Fifi Fev and Nick's World Record Show.
Powered by Underworks.
The Fox.
Oh, and just like that, we are Fifi Fev and Nick, 24 hours.
Yeah, let's go, baby!
24 hours! And 4 minutes non-stop broadcasting for our Guinness World Record. And we are joined now by our mate, Ed Cavalli.
Congratulations, guys. You've done it 24 hours. This is a home stretch now. Yeah, it's essentially just...
Like 3 hours.
3 hours.
Oh, this is the hardest bit, I think.
This is the hardest bit.
This is the hardest bit.
But you guys are so... Yes.
This is the hardest bit.
2:30 a.m. was my real...
No, the last 3 hours are the hardest, man. It's like the last quarter. It's always the hardest.
Actually, Ed, there was a bit... I think it might have even been before midnight where we went into chats about reincarnation and what happens after you die, and it got very dark.
What did we all think we were going to come back as? Fief, if you were going to be reincarnated, what are we coming back?
I said we weren't coming.
We're not coming back.
No,
we
are.
I said, you know, animals, and you work your way down to the least to get to an ant.
He wants to come back as a dog.
I remember the quote that almost tore the whole team apart. It was Fee saying to Fev, "You're just not that special." And I went, "Whoa." And then
harsh,
Fev said, "You just said I'm not special." And Fee said, "No, you are special."
Oh,
just bold face lying.
It was a
180 turn.
It was real flattening.
Has anyone here?
It was so long to go.
Has anyone here had a colonoscopy?
No.
Is that when you get... No.
That's not a colonic irrigation.
Oh. Yeah, I had one last year. Remember I had the day off the show?
Yeah,
I had to wait. They put
How
a camera
was it?
It was, you get a tickle when you come out.
Sorry.
Huh? What's
Sorry.
You did that whole thing for a tickle?
So why I did
tickle
it.
Just
what?
Tickled you, mate.
You know what's happened afterwards. That's what I mean.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
Because I had to go... I went to Bali and I got this... Like it's an infection in my bowel. And now I went back to the
GP. You went to the wrong dance club.
No, yeah. Great time though, got a tickle, and then went to the GP yesterday, and he said, "Oh no, it's a colonoscopy time for you," and then he said, "Oh don't worry, I know them, I'll call them, I'll get you in," and I said, "All right," and he said, "It's both actually, it's camera in the throat,
yeah,
and then camera up the other end,
race to the middle,"
and as Tony Martin once said, when he had it done, the doctor turned it into a game show where they went live and you could vote organs out of his body. but when they rang the place, the local colonoscopy place, he said he was sort of winking and pointing at me, and I'm thinking, "Well, what's the caper here?" And he goes, he hit the phone and goes, "Now listen, I've got a VIP here," and I'm waving, "Don't."
Yeah.
I don't need this.
Who was behind you?
Sorry, by the way, if we jump in, it's because Guinness Book of World Records, if a guest speaks for longer than a minute uninterrupted...
We get cancelled.
We get cancelled.
So we have to keep cutting in on you. That's why we're cutting in.
You'll be fine. You'll hear a ding.
We'll jump in.
Yeah, we'll jump
Where's the adjudicator?
He's just there.
Pete.
Oh, the other bay.
Oh, Pete. Handsome Pete.
Yeah, handsome Pete.
He's around here somewhere.
Yeah. Good on you, Pete. Am I allowed to keep going?
Yeah,
and then he says, "Oh, you're going to want to say..." I'm waving, going, don't, you know, don't. And then he says to them, while looking at me, "You're going to want to see this." And I thought, what do you mean they're going to want to see? What are they expecting I've got up there? A logie? So I was thinking, can that be our next... live broadcast.
Has anyone ever?
You can do it to me.
All right. Well,
he has had a vasectomy on it.
I did a vasectomy
show.
On air. Had the green whistle. They all watched me get my stuff burnt and off, and they all smelt it. And...
Oh, I can still remember the smell.
Yeah.
What did it smell like?
Smelled like, you know,
shame.
What it was?
A lot of shame.
It smelled like grouse mojo just flying up in the air. I was just sprinkling it over everyone, and they're like, "Whoa,
people were trying to catch it to sell it later, like in that big money tube.
I did say that, because like... I had the green whistle, Ed, and I'm like to the doctor, and I was off, because the green whistle makes you off.
Go, how many times have you had the green whistle in your life?
Oh, a couple, that's good.
And how many of those have been sporting related?
All of them bar the vasectomy. And
he uses one as a vape.
Yeah, I just pretty much vape it. And I said to him, "Don't go down and sell this on the black market for $400 million. These things are worth heaps."
Yes.
And he just went zzz, and I'm like, bang, gone, then walked out. My daughter drove me home and I was sweet.
Jeez.
But I'll do it.
It's the most speechless I've ever seen Fifi box.
I know.
20 years.
When you say colonoscopy.
With him, I've watched it. I've heard it.
When you say the colonoscopy is streamed, do you mean video inside the surgery?
No.
Or do you mean those actual cameras?
There's a camera on them, and then everyone's watching.
Yeah, those two cameras. The one in, yeah, those, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Did you find out at the end what they were looking for? Like, what were they, why well, they thought yours was so.
I haven't had it yet, Faith. I've just booked it in.
You haven't had it.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's an opportunity.
Oh,
it's an opportunity for
yes.
us.
Yes. Could you do it on our show?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
We'll go live.
Yeah, no. Yeah, we're right. Do it in Sydney, bro.
They love that type of thing.
Is there a code word in there they have to call Carrie and Tommy with later on?
It's still pink. Can't wait to go to Paris. You guys coming?
My organs will be pink, mate. They're all black.
What about yesterday, Ed?
They're in trouble.
They're in trouble, those organs.
I imagine you're familiar with the code word for pink. You do it on your show.
I would do it on. I do it on. Who's in charge of it here? Because I do it
Josiah.
On air.
Yes.
Josiah. That's the word.
Yeah. What we didn't realise because of the 27-hour broadcast was we were responsible for what Tim Lee and Kat do across the day. And we nearly had a slip-up where we nearly just gave away the trip.
I did. I gave it to someone. I said, you're off to Paris.
Well, that's one of the classics. When I was on radio with Akmal Saleh, who was
I was
just
in the jungle with him.
Yes, you were.
Akmal, yes, what a man.
And remember he miscalculated how many days he'd been in there because he'd said to me.
Had to pay his tax bill.
That's right. He had said, I'm going to leave the second that I know I've gone over the time to get out of there and get my money.
Yeah.
And so the producer of the show had told me that he had been telling people, and he must have said it to you as well, I'm leaving as soon as I get my tax bill money. I'm leaving
Ed,
as soon as I get
he left before the show started. We hadn't gone in the jungle yet. And he goes, I'm out of here.
That's right.
And we had to stop the show production and go, bro, he goes, I've never watched it on TV before. I don't want to go in that fish tank. I'm out. And we go, bro. And Dr. Chris and that walked down and said, mate, the show hasn't started yet.
Right.
And then he wanted to leave every day. And then he was counting down, never washed his clothes.
No.
Counting down every day. And it got to 2 weeks and he goes, I'm out of here. And just ran out.
Yeah.
Because he got his money.
What a legend. I respect that type of thing. But he said on air live, he said that there was no such thing. There was no word. The word was dreamt. So there was no, I can't remember exactly what insanity he came up with, but basically it meant he said he would give anyone a BMW or something along these lines if they could think of a word that ended in empt or MT or something like that in English language or something. It's something like that. If people look it up, Peter, look it up. It's got nothing to do.
Yeah.
So, and there's a word dreamt, right? Yeah. But there was nothing else. It's like orange. It doesn't rhyme with anything.
Tempt.
Anyway, yeah. So I've mucked up the whatever it was, but the point was. Undreamt.
Right. Mate, this show's going to be finished by the time he starts. This is amazing.
So that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to eat up time.
Mate, and we're finished!
What I'm here to do. I'm here to eat innings. You know?
A bit of 24 hours in Scrabble. Just kept your brain on.
Trying to make us decipher a word. Bro. We've been sitting here for 24 hours, bro.
But it turned out undreamt was a word.
Oh,
so
no.
So someone rang up and goes, okay, yeah, so listening about the BMW giveaway and like, undreamt's a word. Silence. And you go, so, and then producers just leaving. Puffs of smoke where there used to be producers, right? And then what's the next thing that happens when something like that happens? Station managers start coming and banging on glass, right? As fire alarms are going off and, you know, icy cold cans of Coke start spewing from every orifice of the radio station in panic. And we're like, yeah, and pause. Yep, okay, now we're in strife.
Oh, no.
And I don't know what happened. In the background.
We haven't seen Akmal since.
But that was another one of those double hands and I'm out of here moments.
Akmal
Saleh and I'm out of here moments.
So good.
It's amazing.
So now what do we do?
We've got to play a song.
Yeah, we're playing a song.
We've
got all these things we have to do to tick off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because we can't just push out. Like, even the ads have to be played at a certain time. Yeah. The songs have to be played at a certain time.
I was listening on the way in. Your traffic person who does does a great job.
Legend.
Could really, Seb only told me about what he called a bit of a building fire, which is a phrase I've heard before.
Yeah, just a bit of one.
Yeah,
so I heard it.
A bit of a building fire in there.
A splash.
In Dandenong, just a touch. But then, hey, surely Seb could bang out some other roads.
Oh, how many take up more time for us?
How many roads is he allowed to just say are currently running well?
He's just got back up in the chopper. He's on probation,
but
I think.
You know what I mean? Like how many? How long is he allowed to go for? Leon?
Oh, I think it's only like a 30-second bit.
Yeah.
25.
That's all that's allowed.
25 to 35 seconds.
Mm. So Guinness World Records has gone to the trouble of worrying about how long
everything has to be as it
He's had to do all of them himself.
Mate, I have to do it all. You're not allowed to play recorded credits. Everything has to be live.
Do you know what? I'm actually really happy about that for our clients.
But we can't play.
I think Underworks is really getting there.
We can't play jingles. We can't play. We want to do.
Wait, you can't play jingles. No, they've got to have your voices in them.
Yeah, but no, then most of them do. So if our voices are in a jingle, we can't.
That's a pre-record.
So hang on, you actually have to get the bloke to come in and say, "Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles." That's actually Frank Walker has to come and do it himself.
Well,
the worst thing, Ed, is I've had to do live reads live.
No,
that's been awful. It hasn't been real good.
Filled up a bit of time though.
We might not have clients left. That's taken 3 hours. We've only done six.
Ed Cavalli, thank you for joining us.
See you, mate. Yeah, you've been well.
The timer is on. And every minute counts. It's Fifi, Fev and Nick's World Record Show. The Fox.
24 hours, 40 minutes on air in this studio and bringing in songs, back announcing them, doing all the radio stuff that we do.
And I think a lot of people at this point would have broken, you know. And we may
be... We're not broken.
You know.
We're V's in, we're coffee in.
Easy. We're only a few hours away from being world record holders. But if there's one man that could ever get us across the line... SAS Australia season one winner.
He's now a Marine, isn't he? Isn't he like a sergeant or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's fighting in the war.
Same till six or something?
Yeah.
He's going to get the new Bin Laden. It's Merrick Watts.
Oh, hello, team. How are you feeling? You look awful. but you're hanging in there. Fifi, you look good.
Fev, you
look a bit rough.
Look rough, mate.
Yeah,
look
you can't peel. Be rough.
I can't help that.
It's the beanie.
I still look the same
the...
when I started 28 hours ago.
Hey, can I ask you, how are you guys feeling? Because this is like, you know, 24 hours is a long time to be awake and you start to lose your mind a little bit. How are you feeling, Fev?
Yeah, well, I don't have much of a brain, Mary.
Yeah, good start.
So everything's just the same for me.
Yeah,
I feel good.
Come off a low ramp.
Yeah, Fee's struggle town at the minute, but we're trying to get her up.
Yeah.
Cody's pit stink because he's been riding a bike for 48 minutes.
Mate, just keep going.
Oh, Fee, what about the hygiene going on in this studio
fine.
Right now?
We're all out of shower.
Well, they've been good. They've had quick showers. There's lots of change. The T-shirts are changing. Yeah. There's deodorant.
I've changed six times.
Yeah, they're not too bad. I'm actually with Clean Boys, so I am lucky for that.
And how are you feeling, Fief? I mean, look, you're a mum. You know how this goes, sleepless nights.
I do. And, Mez, you know what? About 4 hours ago, I was dancing. We had, LMFAO, Flo Rida in the studio.
A bagpipe player.
It was all going on. And then in the last hour, that's right, Nick Cody, he said, get on the bike and bike ride and I'll invigorate you.
You and Fev keep giving me grief about this. I said, just keep the blood flowing in the legs. And then you decided to do a bit of a Lance Armstrong. Strong impersonation.
I made it a spin class, Mez, and I've actually hit it, and I feel physically sick. I've got a headache. I'm not fit. I'm actually feeling like I'm going to vomit, so that's not great.
Fortunately, we've got Lance Armstrong in the studio who's got something he can inject into you to make you feel
Let's spin your blood. Come on.
Exactly. Get a new bag of blood for Fief there. The guys are doing really well. To be completely honest, I mean, obviously, I just heard that people can watch this entire world record attempt, which is just gold. I mean, who wouldn't want to spend 24 plus hours watching you guys in the studio? What a great thing they can do. It's been released on DVD, apparently. Fantastic.
Hey,
get that for the box set for Christmas.
2 o'clock in the morning, brother. There was thousands of people watching. We couldn't believe
it. And as you're talking, Mez, they're writing us pump up comments constantly.
Yes.
You got
people
this,
all
guys.
Over it.
So Michael's written, someone get Fifi some ice cubes and a cold wet towel. I mean, it really must look like I'm falling apart.
Nah, you'd be right. You're in the home stretch now. This is what happens, I think, with endurance events is that people do really well at the start. They probably burn a little bit too much energy and then they go into a bit of a lull. And then when they can smell the finish line, they slowly crack. And that's what's happening to you guys. Yeah. I don't know how long have you got? Another 2 hours?
2 hours and 15 minutes.
Oh, gosh.
Not that bad, is it?
Nah, it's going to be the hardest, Mez. As you know, you get to the end, it's tough.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the challenging part. Otherwise, everyone would do this. Actually, no one would do this because it's idiotic.
It's so dumb.
What are you going to do? What are you guys going to do when you come off air? Like at the end of that marathon effort, what are you going to do? Like, do you go
home?
Do you go have a drink?
No, I'm worried actually, Mez. No. I'm worried that everyone's going to want to celebrate. But honestly, when it's done, I want to walk out of the studio, collapse. I've got to get a taxi home, pass out. I can't see the kids. I just want to go to sleep.
Well, it's game one of the NBA
Finals. You should just
wait
for a stretcher. get a stretcher out of an ambulance and just pick you up and take you out.
I want to take Fee. Nick's got to go to Sydney, but I'm going to take Fee maybe to the Sporting Globe in Richmond, and we're going to watch game one of the finals, the Nuggets versus Miami, have a couple of froths. And then we'll get home and then we'll watch the Raiders play tonight.
6 p.m.
Yeah, 6 p.m. And then the footy's on and then we'll have a kip after that.
Can't see that happening. Anyway,
wow. You are the multi-bet is what you are. You're going the whole way.
Don't worry, I never get one in, so I'm going to fail somewhere.
What are you
talking about bets?
Mate, do you have any tips for these last 2 hours? Like, well, SAS Australia season one, unbelievable watch. The only reality show I've ever watched in my entire life. I absolutely love it. But you're a mentally tough man.
Yeah.
What got you through the tough bits?
I reckon what you guys need to do is just focus on getting through each part of the next couple of hours. Like, just break it into tiny little pieces, you know. Look at each 5-minute block and move past that, or 10-minute block and move past that. Don't think about the finish line too much, because there is a very good chance that you will choke, right? I'm not going to lie. Right, from here, it seems like it's smooth sailing, but quite frankly, like, all you need is just one white ant to come into your world right now and undermine your mental ability by telling you that you're not capable of doing it, and you could fall over. Like, maybe one person who just walks into your studio and says, you know what, let's plant the seed of doubt in Nick Cody's mind that he can make it through.
Yeah, I'm talking. If you talk for longer than a minute without us talking, we get cancelled.
Disqualified.
We get disqualified. So that's why we're trying to butt in every time you're talking.
I told you, I'm the white ant.
Yeah, imagine that. Oh, imagine if we got this close and you ended it for us.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I've actually prepared a little bit of a quiz for you guys.
Great.
Because I know, when you're tired.
It's gone.
You know, when you did the test at school, I'd go A, B, C, D down and then go back, C, B, A, and just go down like that.
You never tried A, C, D, C?
No, I went that way, zigzags all the way down.
He tried A, C, D, C once at school. It wasn't for him and he moved on. Okay, let's not talk about his love life. I've prepared a little bit of a quiz because, as I said, I know that your mental acuity right now would be a bit flat. So I've actually got a quiz about world records for you.
Okay.
So this will keep your mind sharp. We'll just see, because right now it feels like your minds might be like jello.
Yeah.
So I've got music for it and everything. Yeah, here we go. Ready?
Good luck, Jamie.
We'll start with you.
Me?
Yep. Yeah, we're going to start with you.
You are, Fee.
Yep. Your category is size matters. Nick Stober of the USA has at 10.1 centimetres the world's longest what?
Please answer properly.
I want to say golf stick.
Is it what?
10 centimetres?
10 centimetres.
10.1 centimetres.
That's a few knockers.
I'm not really good with measurements, man.
It's a few knockers.
He's got Nick Stober has the longest, the 10 centimetre pickle? Pickleball?
Oh, my God.
Is that a euphemism?
Cricket? Bat?
I assume it's a body part.
Oh,
yes, it's a body part. I'll give you that.
It's a body part. Well,
come on. A body part.
Come on.
10 centimetres. How long's that about that?
Yeah,
longer.
Do you reckon longer? Okay,
good hand gesture there, Fief, because...
I was just talking about Nick.
Yeah. So I know what you're in. I know the innuendo here, and I'm tired enough to just come out and say
it. Yes,
it's just any other body part.
But obviously it's not that. So I've got to think about what it's not a toe.
That is how a quiz works.
What am I supposed to say?
You're supposed to give us an answer.
Yeah.
Go for an answer.
Say
nose.
Say anything, mate.
10 centimetre.
Say nose.
Finger.
No, it is in fact tongue.
Ten
centimetre tongue.
What does he play?
What sport does he play?
You said an athlete.
No, we didn't say athlete.
It's just a world record, mate. Yeah. She's melted, bro. Mate.
What's happening is you're melting, yeah.
We might not get him, Ez. We're a massive chance not to make it.
Bring in an electrician because she's blown a fuse.
Wow. And she's just bouncing
bouncing up and down.
The old, Mez, you know the old Ken Bruce's gone mad, Ed?
Yeah,
you know Ken Bruce's gone mad.
She's bobbling like one of those statues you see on the dashboard of somebody's car.
The bobblehead, Fifi bobblehead.
Okay, let's give her a second chance. Brian Schlenker of the USA, at 8.5 centimetres, has the widest what? Oh. The widest at 8.5 centimetres.
Well, tongue.
When asked about Brian's success for having the world's fattest tongue, he said it all comes down to his place of girth. I mean, worth a place. There you go. You've done that. Nick, you ready? Yes. Your questions.
Good to go.
It's pretty hard.
I'm glad that these mic breaks don't have to be, you know, regular time. Clearly, we're just filling out here, aren't we?
Oh, we are.
Not getting the wind up.
This is great.
Okay. This is you're a numbers game. In 2017, Kevin Nix drove a garden shed at 129.8 kilometres per hour. What country is he from?
Sorry, what was his name?
He'll be Irish.
His name's Kevin Nix, and he drove a garden shed at 129 kilometres an hour.
Yeah, one of those European. Yeah, but I'm thinking Poland or UK or.
No, I'm gonna say England.
Correct, yeah. Nick. Well done. Yeah.
How did you know that?
Well, just garden shed.
Garden shed.
Kilometres per hour, miles.
Yep. For a bonus question there, Nick. No points, but a bonus question. How much does his wife never sleep with him?
ever.
Correct. That's two from two. Last one. Okay, for Nick. Most in-demand comedy TV series of all time. Most in-demand comedy TV series of all time.
In-demand as in watching it on streaming services?
Most popular. Most popular. Yep. No.
Oh.
Seinfeld.
I'll give you a clue. It's not 20 to 1 hosted by Nick Cody.
20 to 1 hosted by Dave Thornton.
Correct.
Yeah. He stole all the good clips early.
It is, of course, the Big Bang Theory.
So. Oh, of course it is. I watch that every day. It's the best.
Oh, man.
It's a great show.
I'm going to ruin this record attempt just after hearing that. I'm just going to go on.
You're not a fan of the Big Bang Theory? Do you get it? I've tried to watch it with my kids, and
it's atrocious.
Great show.
Have you seen it where they've removed the laugh track? It's one of my favourite videos on the internet.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's just people saying poorly written jokes with no artificial help behind it. Good stuff.
God, that's what we need here, a laugh track, because this quiz is going on. All right. Just trying to keep you guys awake for a little bit longer. Fev, all right, your first question. And now, I'm not going to lie, we were a bit worried about giving Fev a quiz at this time of the morning after almost 24 hours on air. A few people worried.
You got one question.
Well, the first question that was actually put forward was, what's your favourite colour? And they said, can you make it a bit easier for him?
Well, that'll do you. Line him up. Let's go. See you, mate.
Sport is your category.
See you, mate.
Sport for Fev. Largest UFC television audience was UFC 229 in 2018. Didn't even need to hear
versus.
The answer is Colin McGregor.
Yeah, versus
Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah,
that's impressive.
What was the next one? Who caught a gridiron ball from 221 meters in
that
a helicopter?
That was amazing. That was amazing. I'm not gonna lie. That impressed me.
On that note, Merrick, we're gonna wrap it up because of the Guinness World Record. People are wrapping us up. But thanks for your time this morning,
mate.
So they're wrapping me up. That's what they're doing. Guys, best of luck. I hope it all goes well.
And
you're flying.
Thanks,
Mez. Cheers,
Mez.
Appreciate it, mate.
Hang in there.
See you, mate.
It's Fifi, Fev and Nick's World Record Show. The Fox.
I'm here. 1 hour,
I've
9 minutes to go, guys. We have completed 27 hours on air. This is insane, but we're nearly there.
I'm looking out the window. It looks like we've got Sister Act 3 coming in.
This is exciting. Leon, what have you arranged?
Okay, so we've been trying to keep you up throughout the whole 27 hours. We're at 25, almost 26 hours now. First, I'd like to apologise for at 10 p.m. last night bringing a bagpiper in. I don't think that was the right vibe.
No, I
loved
it.
Okay,
I know, he was great.
We've had some complaints from next door, but
okay,
I've got you. Probably the best thing to keep you up.
Okay.
This is
exciting.
And you can see them at the ESPY all the time, austix.com.au. They're in here this morning. I have to invite about 10 people in.
Wow.
Please welcome to the studio Sunshine and Faith Disco Choir. Let's clap them in, everyone. Hey. Is Sunshine here?
Hello.
Hi, Sunshine.
How are you?
Oh, you are Sunshine.
We're doing so well.
Look at these costumes. You have the most incredible costumes, guys.
You'll have to excuse the smell because I haven't had a chance to wash them since the last show.
How would you even?
I thought it would bring a bit of a nightclub. Like, yeah.
Well, Sunshine, you've also walked into a studio. We've been in here for nearly 27 hours. Yeah. So I think the smell is cool.
Suits the environment.
So this is what a fantastic idea. How long has this been this disco choir been up and running?
Since 6 years, I think December 2016.
Wow! Yeah,
6.5 years.
Yeah. Fantastic. And what do you do? Like, what is it? You're going to sing disco music? That's not the answer I was expecting.
Disco means kind of like the name Disco Faith Choir comes from, like, I've been a DJ for 23 years and grew up on the dance floor.
Yeah.
And the word disco is because that's where I kind of found my home, like being on the dance floor, dancing heaps. And
Just before they start boxing, can I ask one question? Just because we've got an hour to go, because these guys are guests. If they're going to sing, do we have to talk in between minute?
We might just have to go, wow, every now and then.
Is that part of it, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, Pete, can we just check with our Guinness adjudicator, Pete?
Is that a good question?
Yeah, Pete's nodding his head, yeah.
So if every minute, Leon, just look at us and wave, and you just might hear us go, wow, over the top of yours.
Hey, we could have nearly lost that then.
Yeah.
Or I'll jump in with like a Fifi Feminine.
Yeah.
Like, normally I'll be DJing like techno and house while they're singing, and we don't have the decks here, so they're doing acapella.
So you can be the music.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Well, let's go. What have you got in store for us?
So the keep me hanging on.
We are just hanging on right
last
now.
Hour, you can
perfect
that.
Song choice. Kim Wilde.
This is Sunshine and Disco Faith Choir live at 101.9 The Fox for your Friday morning. Guys, take it away.
Set me free.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Set me free, why don't you, baby?
Yeah.
Get out my life, why don't you, baby? 'Cause you don't really love me. You just keep me hanging on.
Ooh.
Set me free, why don't you, baby?
Ooh.
Get out my life, why don't you, baby?
Ooh.
'Cause you don't really love me.
This
you
is the
just
Fox.
Keep me hanging on.
Wow.
You said when we broke up, you still just wanna be friends.
I still wanna be friends.
And let me get over you the way you've gotten over me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Why don't you, baby?
Why don't you, baby?
Get out my life. Why don't you, baby?
Why don't you, baby?
No, you don't really love me.
Oh, you don't.
You just
back for tickets to see Sunshine and Disco Faith Choir at the SB. Head to austix.com.au. That was incredible, guys. Thanks so much for coming in.
Can we do another one?
Just for you.
Keep going.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Right.
You guys will know this one, so you can sing it with us.
We're now an hour and 3 minutes from setting a Guinness World Record. Let's keep going.
This is 101.9 The Fox.
Thunder. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thunder only happens when it's raining. Only happens when it's players only love you when they're playing.
Fox.
Say women, they will come and they will go. Go when the rain washes you clean, you players only love you when they're playing.
Fox.
Say women, they will come and they will go.
Fun.
You should have come in every hour.
We should have had you the whole 25 hours. So
you got another one? You got an hour's worth?
That was great. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. You look fabulous.
Thank you. Oh, that was the best. No, Sunshine Faith Disco Choir up and about. Tickets.
What's your name?
Really,
sorry.
Royal Drew.
Thank you so much.
You are the...
And come on the microphone. Everything you said, just say it into this microphone.
She still looks amazing.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Her face, her makeup, amazing.
Thank you. That is fabulous.
Hey, what are we over here? Brown bread or?
If you want to see what we look like in Sunshine Disco Choir, Sunshine Faith Disco Choir, we have a live stream up fox.com.au. There's so many people tuning in. We'll be back straight after this. Let's check your road. Thanks, guys.
27 hours live and local. It's Fifi, Fev and Nick's World Record Show. The Fox.
It is Fifi Fevenick's World Record Show, setting the Guinness World Record. We are now, Fee, 4 minutes and 48 seconds from finding out whether we've set the Guinness World Record.
We've got the clock in front of us, 4 minutes and 49 seconds.
Look,
guys,
at the crowd
we have come this far. Look outside the window. There's not a better radio station in Australia, better staff.
The Fox.
But this is a family here, and they have been absolutely incredible, this team. We couldn't have done it. In actual fact, to all of you and everyone who's come even this morning, in the middle of the night, in those wee hours at 1:30, at 2:30, at 3:30, when everything was falling apart, because you were out there dancing and encouraging us, it actually got us here now.
It's the best.
Yeah. We couldn't love you all more, and we're even so grateful to all of you. And let's be honest, if we get this record, if we do, it's all of ours.
Yeah.
Well, I say if because when we get to the point where we're watching this clock at 3 minutes 56 now, so that's the bit we know we've been in here and we've done the bit we needed to do, but there are lots of technical parts of this world record.
I hope we dotted all the I's and crossed
the T's. Pete Fairbairn, the adjudicator from Guinness, who's flown in and watched every second of this show. It could have been
Pete.
A technicality.
Incredible,
I think he's
Pete.
Just ducked out to get another haircut just before he
pulls us down. Like, imagine that on a technicality. We've had to play certain amount of commercial ads, certain amount of songs. We've had to introduce the songs, back announce the songs, all those little fine details.
I just want to make a special, and it'd be great for you guys to join the club, because it's lonely by myself in the world record holder, Guinness record, whatever it is. Now, I just want to make a special mention for you, Nick, and I think you can both come with me, but this man to our left.
Yeah.
Look at him.
I'm getting emotional.
I haven't slept in 3 days. I'm actually crying.
He's a maestro.
What are you doing?
You made me vomit half an hour ago.
All right. But he's been amazing. He's done more work than anyone, and he's not even going to be in the book.
Almost.
Josiah Sharla, you are an absolute superstar. And we will actually talk about him for a bit.
You don't have to.
No, anyone who's been streaming us online, they can see it. Not only have you had to do the talking bit we've had to do, you've had to do the panelling bit. You've had to make sure all the clients and their commercials and the credits and the traffic and the news and all the buttons have been pressed correctly. But
if there is a mistake, it's his fault.
It is. It will be his fault and we don't get the record. But you've done it all with a smile and patience, and you couldn't be more delightful to work with, Josiah.
Appreciate
we love you,
guys.
And we appreciate everything you've done.
It's a team
and
effort.
You've got your Al Capone shirt on just for the moment, which
is great.
I've
got too many buttons up.
You've got time to change. No, stick with it. Okay, what? 2 minutes.
We've got a minute and a half. Well done,
Fee.
You've been amazing. And I'll take my hat off to you too. Yeah. 27 alpha bucks in a row, and you didn't stuff one. You know how hard that is at 2:30? You were laying there looking up at the stars, looking at your mince pies. You had your eyes shut, and then bang, Question two.
Tyson Fury in the 12th against Deontay.
That was amazing. And Nick and I have just been idiots.
Well, the great thing to... No, you haven't.
Which is what we're going to be anyway.
The truth is, one of our biggest concerns in doing this for 27 hours stuck in this studio together was our friendship and our working relationship.
1 minute to go.
And I can now say, I couldn't love you all more. So we got through it unscathed. I think the radio show will be intact, whatever happens, but will we have this Guinness World Record?
45
Why
seconds
did you take
to go.
Clock off the
is this
screen,
a bit?
James
is this a bit where I run out of studio?
I'll count you down, Fee. We've got about 40 seconds to find out whether we have this or not.
We've had some great people. Prime Minister.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, we've had Eddie, we've had Mick Malloy,
Sam Payne.
We've had Carrie and Tommy join us, we've had Ant Middleton inspiring us,
Angry
Tones
Dave.
And I, Sam Pang,
Charles Stefanovic,
our boss,
20 seconds,
Larry Emder, Grumpy Dave coming in at 11:30 last night with some presents he bought from Kmart was absolutely the highlight for
mine. Mando in 8 different costumes,
10,
yes, she was incredible.
9, 8, 7, 6. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Do we have to talk now?
I can't even get... Yeah, I've got to talk.
Do we still talk?
Yeah, we still need to talk.
Lads.
Okay, in terms of time, we did 27 hours.
Yeah.
But as we just said, that's not necessarily enough. There are more details. There are more elements to this Guinness World Record than that. And the man in charge of that, he is wearing the blazer, the official Guinness blazer. He will be walking in any moment. And while we wait to hear from him the official word on whether we have that world record, we are going to just relive the journey that got us here.
Good morning.
We're here. It's happening, guys. Morning. There is no backing out now.
They were told it couldn't be done.
What
we are
going
to stay on air, non-stop, in this studio for 27 hours.
Oh.
And break a Guinness World Record.
They were told they wouldn't last.
What are your thoughts?
Okay.
Oh, Jesus!
It's a world first. It's never been done before.
I'm being very honest with you, Fev, Nick.
I don't think
I can do that.
This sounds awful.
Because we're a team.
Why are people wanting to do this?
I don't think I'm going to be able to do it.
Yeah, but you can do it. Because I believe in you. You're the best there is.
No more, we can't do this. You can do this. We've got you. Melbourne's got you. You're going to do this.
27 hours, non-stop, live and local.
Boys, it started. 27 hours of non-stop broadcasting.
Yep.
This would be a bit of a different show. I think it's fair enough to say. Right. Carl Stefanovic.
27 hours is a walk in the frickin' park. You're crazy. No, it's not the hardest thing ever. I did 27 hours straight once in Ibiza, but it's very
different. Can I have a serious moment? Do me a favour. Can we stop talking about how long's left to go?
No, because it was not.
It's doing the opposite for me.
For the camera, for YouTube, for the Panthers, can you give him the...
I actually thought you were going to get me to flash, and I nearly did it.
Oh,
wow. Hey, don't be fussy about content when it's 11:20
Well, don't blow up when I say I've already read it.
I'm not blowing it. You're blowing up. You said get rid of it. Oh. Dennis Pagan!
Just remember, desire is the greatest motivating force there is. If you really want something badly enough, you can achieve it.
But we still need to know if it's official. 27 hours have all come down to this moment.
Here we are. We've completed 27 hours in this studio broadcasting FM radio to hopefully acquire a Guinness World Record. And the only one who can give it to us.
Come on.
Is the man who's walked into the studio. He's got his very serious official Guinness World Record blazer on, the tie, the face. Pete, you know, we've been calling you Handsome Pete to try to win you over. That is such an intimidating
menacing
face.
Pete.
It's terrifying me. Pete, I guess we're going to hand over to you now. You're either going to crush us or elate us.
Yeah, thank you, Fifi. Look, it's a great privilege to be an adjudicator for Guinness World Records, and I get to see people attempting incredible things. all over the world all the time. And whether those attempts are successful or not, I think they, you know, everyone who does attempt something should be commended, you know, for a huge effort. As you know, with this particular record, for the longest marathon for a radio music show for a DJ team, there are a number of different rules and stipulations which needed to be adhered to. Every song had to be announced by the DJs. You had to read all of your other items that would normally be broadcast as a pre-record had to be done live. I've had two independent witnesses here with me at all times, being able to go over every single little bit of audio to ensure that the guidelines have been adhered to at all times. In terms of the time, I can confirm that you've been in the studio together as a team for 27 hours. In terms of adhering to the guidelines, I can confirm that you have stuck to the guidelines at all times. That's a brand new Guinness World Records title. You are officially amazing.
Mate, you built that up. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, you're happy there.
Well, I think we're still in
the room. Who cares? Who cares? Oh, popping bottles in the club. Popping bottles in the club. Well done to our team as well. Well done, everyone. We've done it. Matt Mando should have been dressed as a frog. Would have been amazing. Hey, we're world record holders.
I'm so proud of you guys. Oh, my God, I'm crying.
All right, that's the show over. Let's get drunk.
Big thank you to everyone on our team. We have many calls calling through to talk to you guys.
And our mates at Underworks. Number one to Down Under. They've been behind us the whole time. They're the best.
To break a record that takes all day, you need all day comfort with all day socks by Underworks. They help us get here. Thank you to our whole Fifi Fevernick team. And we need to get a song on, but there's only one way to celebrate.
We're simply the best. We're better than all the rest.
Tina Turner, the best of the four.
We're better than anyone.
It's Fifi Fevernick's World Record Show.
Powered by Underworks.
The Fox.